I have to talk to you briefly about the security issues, partly because they're really fascinating security issues. It seems like a lot of the things that you've said are based on sensing and social pressure to keep this from going terribly, terribly wrong. Is that an accurate characterization?
The thing about biosecurity that's really important to consider is that there's no one magic bullet. It's really a suite of solutions. And so you need technical solutions, meaning you actually have to be able to detect biological agents. You have to be able to respond to them. You have to be able to deliver the therapeutics if needed. You also need the social solutions. You want to minimize the number of people who might choose to misapply biological technology. There's very interesting couplings there. There's not a good recognition that the social investments need to be matched and strategically coupled to the technical investments. To be specific, we're making investments in classified biodefense facilities without considering how this is received around the world.
Right. It's almost a social permission to do it elsewhere.
The fact of the matter is, we're already dealing in a situation where we have a security issue. We have emerging infectious diseases. So the point of departure isn't the world is perfect and there's no biosecurity issue. We have a pretty active biological weapons program that's being run by evolution. It's called Mother Nature. From evolution's perspective, the plague wasn't so bad. It only took out one-third of the people. But from a societal perspective, we're still talking about it. This is why it becomes really important that we recognize we currently have an opportunity to practice on emerging infectious diseases so that we get technically and culturally better in terms of preparing ourselves for the eventual release of a human-engineered pathogen. And we can debate about when that'll be and whether it'll actually work ever, but let's not be flip about this. There has been a history of militarization of biological technology. In the United States, during the Nixon administration, cogent arguments were made that resulted in the U.S. standing down its declared investment in offensive biological warfare. And the arguments that were made were, one, we already have weapons, we don't need more. Two, these are not strategic weapons because we can't control them. And three, there's no way to defend against them, so if we were to promote their construction, we're screwed. These arguments were sufficient at the national policy level that we shut down our program. We don't have to be fatalistic here. We get to make choices. If we choose to construct a society that deeply disallows the misapplication of biological technologies, will it work perfectly? No, but it'll really reduce the number of unintentional mishaps and the number of people who might choose to intentionally misapply the technology. We've been operating in a regime where for 35 years we've had a success there. Walking away from those successes, the exact wrong thing to do, we need to be redoubling the investment in cultural engineering, if you will. They're just really beginning to make serious, persistent research investments in detecting disease. We're going to need to use biology to detect what's going on. In biology, it's like if you didn't have software, it would be hard to detect whether or not your computer network was being invaded. We probably need to think about using synthetic biology as part of the defense system, if not the heart and soul of it.